ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. Overcoming adversity at every turn.
Yeah, that's us. It's pretty much how we do air day.
Air day.
All day.
All day, air day.
Air day!
Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Now we're here.
So what?
Steam Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show!
Hello.
We have another new exciting week for you. We got a great question of the day today.
Yes.
Courtesy of producer Doug. It's Mad Lib Monday, so we're going to cross our fingers and hope people call.
We're going to see.
We've been promised. A lot of the kids at Oak Grove said, no, we're setting our alarms. We're going to hang out with you guys during
That's
the summer.
That's true. But then I saw one of the kids' parents. And they were saying that they totally forgot about it last Monday. Of course, it was Memorial Day.
It was. So we were not here either, so that was okay. However, today is a new day. Today is a new day. Everything
today
is awesome.
Today is the best day of your life when you live in the salad.
When you live in the salad?
Who said that?
I don't even know.
Doug.
Oh, man.
Quit putting thoughts in my head.
How was Maleficent?
Maleficent was good.
You went and saw it this weekend.
We enjoyed it.
You had a nice, lovely weekend.
We did.
So
we had a good time. We really enjoyed it.
The boys played their second round of the playoffs, and good luck charm Doug was not so good lucky.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was terrible. It's terrible, but that's okay. Game three
today
of the playoffs.
Today.
5:30. I'm excited. So, you know, whatever. Speaking of baseball, producer Doug does a little side work for them Isotopes. Did you see Josh Hamilton? Is he still here?
You didn't see him?
He left?
Steve-O was trying really hard to get an interview with Mr. Josh Hamilton.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Glad I didn't go to the game last night because I would have been sad.
Oh.
Right fielder for the Angels. He played a game here. That's crazy.
Yeah. So he was just doing like a therapy type thing?
Yeah, rehab assignment. Basically, they'll send him to AAA and go, all right, get some games in. Get your swing back before we put you in against Major League Baseball players.
Right.
See if you can hit the 85-mile-an-hour fastball, the 90-mile-an-hour fastball, before you have to come back and hit the 95 to a hundy.
Woo.
So, yeah. But I guess he got his bat back because he's already gone.
Oh.
He gone, oh, why?
Why, Doug? Doug, why didn't you hold him down and keep him here?
Doug would have gotten arrested.
Yeah.
Hey, don't take my advice, Doug, when it comes to meeting famous people.
Yeah, don't do it.
Never works out when I do it.
We have a great week planned for you guys this week. I'm really excited. We've got a really cool interview coming up this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We're going to be giving away a couple copies of this book as well.
Ooh.
And we have an author. We're going to start doing this more often.
Oh.
For a whole hour.
I
need to read this book.
Yeah, I bet that's what that is in there.
I hope so.
We got a big box.
Yeah.
A big box from the Postal Service.
Box of goodies, so we need to...
Y'all don't know about our goodies.
But you know what that means? Giveaways.
Giveaways.
I started reading a new Ted Dekker book this weekend.
How do you like it so far?
It's nuts.
Really?
That guy's crazy.
He is crazy.
I feel like he just, like, has gnarly dreams and wakes up and was like, that was a good one. And then writes an entire book on it because, man, I still have no idea what's going on. But I love it and can't
believe it. But you will know because his books are good.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true. So, oh, man. Yes, dude. Coming up. We've got, I've got to fix stuff here. But, we got question of the day, we got Mad Lib Monday, but this hour, of course, we got birthdays at 6:45. If you'd like to get a birthday shout-out in, you can do so, studio@mystaticradio.com.
There's still time.
There is time. And, of course, breaking news right around the corner. Matthew from Albuquerque hasn't called in yet for his daily Amberlin request. So
he'll call in that 8 o'clock
take
hour.
Care of it on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I'm here for you, she said, and we can stay for a while. My boyfriend's gone, we could just pretend.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news for you this morning, Monday, June 2nd, 1994.
Yes.
A man was arrested at the Los Angeles International Airport for having a little something special in his luggage. A World War II hand grenade.
Oh, okay.
Normal. Normal procedure.
Scotch. The way you did that, I was like, a bottle of scotch?
No, dude, it's
like,
a hand grenade.
Yeah.
We're talking about special items.
Right. I don't know.
Special. You know, weapons of war. A U.S. Army sergeant has been released after being held captive from four or five years by the Taliban.
Wow.
Yeah. Buckingham Palace has hired a woman to prevent paparazzi from taking pictures of Kate Middleton's rear end because some paparazzi guy got a picture of...
Yeah.
Very unfortunate picture of Kate Middleton.
She got like the Marilyn Monroe moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he totally caught the moment.
Man.
And they ran the story. That's what's crazy about it. A commercial passenger flight from L.A. to Philly had to make an emergency landing after a service dog made passengers... nauseated by defecating twice in the aisle. That dog pooped on that plane. I know about animal poop. Our cat Beans, let me tell you guys about it. Beans don't play when he's got to poop.
Oh, man.
It devastates the world. It's like a shockwave. It's like in those action movies when something blows up and you see it go...
Yep.
Man, like Krypton blowing up. Luckily, we got a candle. So if he goes in there and starts pooping, I'm like, quick draw McGraw running in there with the lighter. Yeah, candle!
Nasty. Ah. Ah.
Powerful candles are effective in animal poop situations.
Yeah.
Gosh, that must have been rough on that airplane.
Yeah, dude.
An old video has surfaced of V. Steviano.
Oh, yeah.
The girlfriend of L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling saying some pretty racist things of her own.
Man.
You talked about Mr. Sterling in your message yesterday.
I did.
Steve-O preached a message, and it was good.
James chapter 3.
And if you missed it, the Gats, then you're not good friends.
I saw that this morning.
Yeah. In Pennsylvania, a sales rep for a medical firm was arrested for stealing over $350,000 worth of human skin. How much is your skin worth? We're going to talk about it today. Doug, how much is your skin worth?
Pound of flesh.
Doug says his is worth about $3 and a cubic inch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is there such thing?
Yes, yeah, you know.
It's cubic inch.
Sure.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Is that a square foot? Remember being a kid? And waking up to the smell of bacon? I know Thebes does. It's his most favorite thing.
Yeah.
Scientists have determined that the wonderful aroma of frying bacon comes from a combination of 150 different chemical compounds.
Whoa.
151 if you count. Mom.
Oh.
Cooking it. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Six rare monkeys have unexpectedly died at an Oregon zoo. That sucks. Nobody knows why.
We were just at the zoo.
We were at the zoo, but none of these
great.
These monkeys just look bored. They didn't look like they were going to die.
Yeah.
They just look bored. I'm trying to see if I have any more information on that story, and I don't. Oh, yeah. Written and audio messages aren't the only forms of communication the government appears to be gobbling up. According to classified documents obtained by the New York Times, the NSA is collecting huge numbers of photos from emails, text messages, social media, video conferences, and other forms of communication for facial recognition purposes. Of the quote-unquote millions of images the NSA collects every day, roughly 55,000 are of the quality needed for facial recognition purposes. The NSA facial recognition efforts don't appear to target U.S. citizens, but they probably are. Let's be honest. It's the NSA. MySpace wants you back.
Nice.
Even if it requires a little blackmail.
Okay.
The social network is emailing users old photos of themselves in hopes of enticing them to return to MySpace.
Wow.
The emails include one or two old photos and a line that reads, "The good, the rad, and the what were you thinking?"
Dude, we've got to bring it back.
Along with a link that takes users to their profile.
Man, come on, MySpace, where you at?
Where you at?
Hit me up.
MySpace has 15 billion user photos in its database.
Oh my gosh.
And still appears to be popular among music lovers. Facebook, in comparison, announced in September that it has 250 billion photos.
Oh, wow.
In its database.
Okay. Okay.
MySpace. I don't know if I can handle it, man. So much. We talked about it the other day. Mm-hmm. You remember you pull up somebody's MySpace page and it's like,
oh, dude, it was the worst. Oh, cool. Motley Crue.
That's
all right.
Cool.
It's a good pick for their page.
That's awesome.
Wait, where's that? Okay.
What is that?
How do I stop this video?
Hang on.
But there's two songs playing at the same time. Wait. How do
this
I?
This is so confusing.
Okay. Okay.
Hang on. Wait. Right.
Okay. 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 Pause that. Oh, okay. There we go. Got that one. Got that one. All right. Wait, where's the Beatles coming from?
No. No.
Oh, okay. Somebody no. must have commented.
Where's Genesis coming from? Scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down. What is that?
Every time you go to somebody's MySpace page.
Every time.
Every freaking time.
That's what MySpace needs to do if they want people back. They need to blackmail that kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
If you want this to stop, sign back up for your profile.
Here's my video of the week. Here's my song of the week. Here's my album of the week. Here's my comment video of the week. Oh, my gosh. There was like talking on top of talking on top of song on top of video on top of song. It was the worst.
The worst. The worst.
Oh, the worst. And then you pause them all and then accidentally refresh it.
Ah!
And, and they all restart.
Doug, did you have a MySpace?
Oh, man.
Heck yeah,
songs,
you did.
How many songs did you have playing at the same time? Seven? Oh, just one.
Just
oh,
one,
okay.
Doug said.
Right.
Oh, man. Sometimes it takes a lot of bling to make a statement. And that's probably what the House of Solid Gold was trying to achieve when they made their 24K Gold Extreme mountain bike. Not 24K as in kilometers or kilometers. The handcrafted bicycle has been overlaid with pure 24 karat gold.
Mm.
It's being called the most expensive extreme mountain bike in the world.
That is stupid because, like, the higher you get in quality, the, like, denser. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Go ahead.
Like, it's gold.
Gold!
You don't want an extreme mountain bike
no.
in gold because the first
it's
time you
very,
crash...
Yeah, no, it's yeah. not very... Durable. It's not a hard metal. Durable, that's a good one. We're smart.
Yeah, we're smart.
Shut up, you listener. We're smart.
It's like a soft metal.
We're smart.
It's fragile.
Anyway, in addition to the gold, it also features an emblem bearing the logo of the House of Solid Gold, which is encrusted with over 600 black diamonds, 6.0 carats in total, and 500 golden sapphires, 4.5 carats in total. Other luxurious details include a customized seat covered in the finest chocolate brown alligator and one-of-a-kind water bottle that is covered in gold and accented with chocolate brown stingray. I had no idea that you could eat alligator or stingray in chocolate.
Yeah.
Pretty fantastic. Wondering why the extra layer just won't go away? Talking about your tummy. Maybe you need to dim down the bedroom lights. A study from the Institute of Cancer Research in London discovered that there is a convincing link between obesity and bright bedrooms. People who sleep on well-lit bedrooms have higher chances of gaining extra pounds. Weird. Researchers say more evidence is needed to arrive at a stronger conclusion. Probably because how are lights going to affect how fat you are? I don't understand that. Do you?
No.
No?
No.
You think maybe?
No.
Wait a second. Oh boy, old Daniel loves fluorescent lighting.
He really does, actually.
And he's trying to make us fat, is what he's doing. He's rolling up in here, and he's like, what's with all this mood lighting? What is this place? This is a workplace. Fluorescent lighting. My eyes! I've been going through contacts like crazy.
Right?
Yep.
I'm down to my final pair, dude. This is my last pair for the year.
You better get some more.
I don't know what to do.
You better get some more.
I know.
How far would you go to retrieve some change that you dropped?
Let's see.
It depends on the coin, maybe.
Maybe if it was a quarter.
What if it was three quarters?
If it was three quarters.
75 cents.
I don't know. If it rolled out into the street, probably a goner.
Seven people have died after climbing down
a
well
gosh.
In Cambodia to retrieve about 75 cents. The incident happened late Saturday when an 11-year-old boy and six other people went into the well to collect 3,000 rial, which is the equivalent of the Cambodian currency to 75 cents. The boy's older sister said their father had accidentally dropped the money when taking water. She said her 13-year-old sister and 15-year-old brother also died, as well as four of her neighbors. She said her youngest brother thought the amount of money was huge for their poor family.
Ugh.
Crazy, man.
Gosh.
That's what it's like in other places.
Yeah.
Nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. Reinhardt Harrison began running shortly after he learned how to walk. Kind of like Sam Swan.
Right.
So it didn't surprise his parents when he began begging them to let him run a half marathon. Dad told him he had to wait until he was at least 10 years old.
Yes.
Last week, Dennis Harrison, a volunteer youth running coach based in Falls Church, Virginia, had to make good on that promise by letting Reinhardt run the Alexandria Running Festival half marathon in Virginia. The kid set a new world record for the fastest half marathon run by a 10-year-old. 1 hour, 35 minutes, and 2 seconds.
Yeah, dude.
About 2 minutes faster than the previous record, and he wasn't even running at top speed because his dad insisted he treat it as a training run. Dennis has received the occasional earful from parents and critics who say children shouldn't run long distances. He said it isn't for everyone, but Reinhardt likes it so much and has been training so gradually for the past 7 years that an occasional long run is safe.
That's Jack's age.
I know.
That kid is the same age as Jack.
I know.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Whoa.
Hour and a half, dude ran a marathon. You know what Jack can do in an hour and a half?
What's that?
Watch Maleficent, because it's an hour and a half long.
Yeah, interesting. It was not too long. I enjoyed it.
Mm.
Guys, drunk Japanese people are being turned into living advertisements.
Oh, no.
Warning against the dangers of excess alcohol in a campaign sponsored by a local bar. Staff from the Yuako Bar Group have been heading out in the early hours of the morning looking for the completely intoxicated. Once they've spotted someone, the staff frame them with duct tape and put slogans near their bodies warning against the dangers of drinking too much. We've got more right here. The bar group says that while many people tolerated it as a way of letting off steam, it was also actually a serious problem.
Well, yeah.
Those who drink too much risk physical injury either from the alcohol itself or from hurting themselves while moving around while drunk. They might also end up being robbed or mugged.
Gosh.
There's like a hashtag floating around on Japanese social networking sites. A spokesman for the bar says Japanese people have a great sense of honor, and this is also a way of shaming them into changing the way they deal with alcohol.
Public shaming.
Public shaming is the best. It's the best way to show grace.
Works 40% of the time every time.
It's not the best way.
No, probably.
It's not. Oh, I saw this picture the other day, and it's awesome. And if you haven't seen it, you've got to look it up.
All right.
A laid-back black bear was photographed relaxing in a Daytona Beach, Florida hammock on Thursday night. No lie. So the guy hears something, and he looks outside, and this bear is trying to get in the hammock. And then the bear heard something and ran off. He was like, that was crazy. And then he said half an hour later, he heard something and looked out, and that bear is propped up. Laying down in the hammock like a person. It looks like Yogi Bear. It really did. But anyway, this bear's been in this neighborhood for a while. Like, there are tons of pictures of it just like walking around looking for food.
Gosh.
But it's propped up in that hammock like nuts.
That's pretty awesome.
It looks like a guy in a suit, but it's an actual bear. It's video. But it just doesn't look real.
Amazing.
It stayed in the hammock for 20 minutes before stepping back in the woods. That bear just wanted to relax.
Just wanted to lounge.
The guy, he's going, it just wanted to relax! In the video. It's so awesome. Stupid bear. Why didn't that bear that we found want to relax?
I don't know. Maybe he did, and then we crept up on him, and then we freaked him out because I was yelling at him. He's like, it's too early to yell!
Probably.
He's
all
right. Upset.
Before we get to traffic, the coolest story I can find. Franco Scaramuzza, nobody knows, said he always tries to be aware of his surroundings. So when a crime unfolded right in front of him in a Nashville suburb, shout out, he knew he had one choice.
Ooh.
Scaramuzza was pulling into a shopping center when he saw two men use pepper spray against a couple.
Oh my God.
Then steal a purse. He jumped out of his car, grabbed his fencing sword.
Oh.
And started charging the two suspects. He had just finished practice, so he was already on guard, adrenaline up, and had the full outfit on.
That's pretty amazing.
The thieves completely panicked and dropped everything they stole and took off. Police showed up and caught the suspects within minutes. Coolest story of the morning!
Jedi Master.
A fencing expert fended off criminals.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yes.
And this is how you do traffic.
Oh, snap! Traffic!
We almost had that real clean.
Yeah.
Right now, there's nothing to report except the construction at I-25 in Paseo, which you should look out for because it is trying to destroy your life.
Pretty much.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, opening up at 7 a.m. Located on the Calvary campus, our coffee shop here. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-338-3669. I can't wait for 7. I need that ice cream.
You need it, sir. You need it. You need it so bad.
You know what else I need?
What?
Birthdays with Doug.
Hello.
Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Happy June.
Happy June!
That's right. It's June. Hey, June.
Doug.
It's my favorite song by the Beatles.
Doug, where did my year go?
Well, where do we begin?
We're only halfway through.
We began in January.
We're only halfway through. Come on, y'all.
Today is June 2nd, 2014, day 153. There are 212 days remaining in this wonderful year.
No!
Or not.
Did you say 12 days?
No, 212.
Oh.
Yeah.
There are 12 days remaining in this year.
What?
Yeah, the year got canceled. Jerks.
First up this morning, an Irish stage and screen actor, best known for his roles in the films A Little Princess, Jude, Dog Soldiers, The Wind That Shakes the Barley,
and Pirates of the Caribbean,
Hunger, Centurion, Clash of the Titans, The Escapists, and since 2012 he has portrayed Davos Seaworth in the HBO epic fantasy series Game of Thrones.
Oh. Nope.
Well, we don't know what that is.
Not at all.
Liam Cunningham.
Liam Cunningham.
According to YouTube comments, he looks like Triple H.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for reading those, Doug.
You're welcome.
He gives us context. Doug gives us context so we can know.
35.
He is 41.
He is 53.
Oh, okay. So he looks like an old Triple H.
Yeah.
Old man.
Next up, an American actor, model, screenwriter, and producer. He rose to stardom following his role as Michael Scofield in the Fox television series Prison Break.
Oh!
The guy who was breaking out of prison.
Good choice.
Never saw that show. Was he the guy with the tattoo on his back?
Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Wentworth Miller.
Wentworth Miller. 36.
33.
He is 42.
Ah.
Next up.
I'm sad about Foo Fighters going away.
An American actor film producer. Nope. He guest starred in television series and appeared in a recurring role on the serial drama 24 from 2003 to 2004. Mm-hmm. In 2006, acted in the sitcom So Notorious, and portrayed serial antagonist Skyler in the science fiction drama Heroes from 2006-2010. He played Spock in the 2009...
Oh, Siler.
Siler.
His name was Siler.
Siler.
Okay.
Because it's Zachary Quinto.
That's what it is. Yeah, Siler.
And he is also in American Horror Stories on FX.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
That's interesting.
Siler. That was back when Waverly was first getting started. We were meeting with these booking agents. and Heroes was huge at the time, and it's when Siler was like a devastating bad guy.
Yo, yo.
And one of the guys at the booking agency looked like Siler, and we didn't trust him because of that. We couldn't get over it. Like, the whole time we were just looking at him going, oh, no. We can't do this, guys.
Oh, man. He is 39.
Oh, he's 36.
He is 37 today.
Oh, man, Doug! Oh, man!
So close.
Next up, an American actress, known mostly for her roles on the television series Unhappily Ever After, Las Vegas, and Nikki. She's also married to comedian Jay Moore.
Nikki Friendship.
No. Got the first name right.
Yeah, it's the redhead, right? Nikki... I don't remember.
Nikki Cox.
Nikki Cox.
What is she in?
She was in... What was this first show you mentioned? She was like the daughter...
Unhappily Ever After. Las Vegas.
I was going to look it up, and then I realized I can't.
Yeah, don't look it up.
She's 35.
She's 33.
She is 36.
Ah!
You guys are right there, just so close.
No, Doug, no.
So?
No!
What? Next
Rolling
up.
Stones.
Yes. Drummer. Charlie Watts.
There you go. Pretty awesome.
I want to paint it black.
Did you ever see that creepy movie with Kevin Bacon?
This song used to creep me out when I was a kid.
This song creeps me out because I think of that movie. What was it called? Stir of Echoes. Did you ever see Stir of Echoes?
Yeah, it was like the Sixth Sense.
This was the song. Yeah, this is the song that was like playing.
Nine scrolls.
70.
He is 73 years old today.
Yeah! Wow! Damn! Nicely done.
Bang! 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 Bang!
Tom Jones.
No. Next up, an
Carlton.
American actor, singer, comedian, and television personality known for his regular work on the American version of... Whose line is it anyways?
Oh, Ryan Stiles.
No, he is the host of the daytime talk show, The Wayne Brady Show.
Wayne Brady!
He also had one of the funniest sketches on the Chappelle Show back in the day.
What was that sketch?
Where Wayne Brady took over Dave Chappelle's show.
Oh.
In revenge for them saying that he made Brian Gumbel look like Malcolm X.
Wayne Brady is...
Oh, man, that's a cutting.
43 years old.
Wayne Brady is 45 years old today.
Today, Wayne Brady is 42.
Oh, man. I was
Oh, no.
And I just knew I was going to get it right.
Next up.
Jack Bauer.
No. An American film and television actor known for portraying David Palmer.
Oh, President Palmer!
On
he's
the,
an Allstate.
24?
Allstate.
Yes.
What is his name?
The Allstate man.
I don't know his
Major
name.
Major League.
Yes.
I'm in good hands.
Oh, also known for playing Pedro Serrano.
Yes, Serrano. Dang it. What is... Why, no. Why can't I think of his real name right now?
Don't say Samuel L. Jackson.
No, it's not.
Just don't. I'm just saying not to.
Lawrence Fishburne.
No.
No, that's the Matrix. We don't know his name, Doug.
Dennis
save us.
Haysbert.
Dennis. Okay.
Ah, dang it. Yeah. He's 50.
52, Doug.
He is 60.
Wow. Looking good there.
Big ol' 6-0, babies.
Next up.
Wayne's World. Mike Myers.
No.
Dana Carvey.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was gonna do, no.
I love Lamp. Nah,
no,
I like
Dana Carvey.
Yeah,
Dana Carvey.
He was in the hospital room next door to Frank Sinatra when Sinatra passed away.
No way.
Yeah.
Random. Very random. Oh, Wayne's World. Dana Carvey. 54.
61.
He is 59 years old today.
Wow.
And the last one this morning from the movies Jeepers Creepers, Galaxy Quest, Dodgeball, Accepted, Alvin
Justin
and the
Long.
Chipmunks.
Justin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Live Free or Die Hard.
Waiting. He was also the boyfriend for like 3 minutes on New Girl.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Okay, Justin Long. The early 2000s equivalent of the Everyman.
Yes, he was the Mac.
The Mac?
Yeah.
On New Girl?
I'm a PC. I'm a Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most recent thing he's been in?
He was in...
Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah, he was also in the movie where they had all those big actors. It was like that Valentine's Day movie. That,
yeah. 47 or Project something?
I forgot.
Okay.
He's just not into you or something.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Justin Long is 33 years old.
36.
He is 36 years old today.
Mateo! I got destroyed today.
Mateo!
Mateo wins.
Mateo wins.
Sing it to him, rapper.
Looking good.
Mateo.
On to dates now.
Oh, yes.
On this day in one year, P.T. Barnum and his circus began their first tour of the United States.
Ugh. Long time ago.
1897.
1815.
1835.
Wow,
man,
dang, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, dude.
On this day in what year, some guy, I cannot pronounce his first name, Macaroni, received a patent for his newest invention.
Macaroni!
The radio.
Oh, wow.
Pepperoni!
When did the radio happen? I feel like we should know this for that test that we're taking soon.
Who cares?
The radio. That was in 1879.
1979
is what I meant.
No, 1979, Steve-O. That's
in
1879. I hear Steve Ryman going,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. 1864.
1896.
Ah! Radio waves.
Yeah.
Get down! In this day, one year, singer James Brown's wife claimed diplomatic immunity in traffic court because she was the wife of the Seoul ambassador.
No way! Epic.
You know, we saw a trailer for the movie about James Brown coming out.
Dude.
Get On Up is what it's called.
1963.
Seoul ambassador. 1971.
This happened in 1988.
Wow.
Today this week is National Business Etiquette Week.
Okay.
It's Pet Appreciation Week.
Yay, beans and panda!
It is National Bubba Day. It is also Leave the Office Early Day.
Yay!
And it is Rocky Road Day.
Rocky Road!
The ice cream, not your marriage.
Oh, man. What a jerk. Why would he do that to me?
Not you guys, but you out there listening to this right now.
Thanks, yeah, God. Even better.
Sucking traffic on Paseo.
They're all jerks.
You know who you are.
All y'all jerks out there.
It doesn't benefit anybody because I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't even enjoy Rocky Road.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I really can.
But then other people can. Later.
Yeah. Yeah. Bow, coming bow. Up in the 7 o'clock hour, as promised, we're going to attempt a Mad Lib. We'll see what happens, kids.
Yeah.
School's out for summer.
We've got a special thing we want to start doing with Mad Lib, but today is the testing ground.
Yes, it is. That's
pop
coming
quiz.
Up. We got a question of the day, and it has to do with your own island.
And your own laws.
Your own country, if you will.
And your own money.
It's going to be amazing. We'll talk about that. We also got some 30 Seconds to Mars and some General Ghost on the way. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
It's time for a driver report.
And
you can drive. Maybe you're driving around right now in the Albuquerque. When you look and you see the car, and what's happening? Well, just go. Sail down Norte, I-25. Don't go. Hey, half the work's done. Only a quarter of the work's done. So, it's promised. It's like, what? You know. You get it. The only thing to report right now is the construction at I-25 in Paseo. If you see something that we do not catch because our little map is not necessarily real time, it's approximately real time.
It's approximate time.
let us know. Give us a call, 505-338-3700.
Traffic brought to you by this delicious oatmeal.
Oh.
Orchard Spice today. I went Orchard Spice.
Mm.
Yeah. Which I picked up at Solomon's Porch, the coffee shop here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Michael's over there answering the phones and
Michael
making your espressos and whatnots. Good job today, buddy.
Thanks, Michael.
This oatmeal is crazy good.
Crazy good.
All right. Are you ready?
I am.
We found the story
of a lifetime.
Of two lifetimes.
Two?
Maybe even three.
Okay.
A gentleman by the name of Patry Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Patry Friedman.
Okay.
He's a libertarian software engineer at Google. And he's the grandson of Nobel Memorial Prize winning economist Milton Friedman. He's working to make his dreams a reality. What's that dream?
I think
the government.
Oh, yeah. Stick it to the man, baby.
More important than that, he's pursuing an aquatic mission to develop floating micro countries that will dwell in international waters with the same sovereign status that cruise ships have. Think secessionist.
Okay.
All right. It's a do-it-yourself nation building. And it's also like Waterworld.
Oh, cool.
Kind of. It's like this floating, think utopia.
Ooh.
You know, like X-Men. They had their own little country.
It reminds
me off of San Francisco.
Of that terrible movie Superman Returns when Lex Luthor decides he's going to grow his own country with those crystals.
Basically.
Because that's how that works.
Because here's the thing. Friedman is saying this isn't... He's not trying to dodge taxes because, you know, you could move to Cyprus and...
Yeah, right!
That's a lot cheaper than, say, building your own freaking island!
I will build my own island!
Him and a fellow traveler are after something bigger than that. They want to settle on the seas and offer a way to opt out of an overregulated society. They want to invent new forms of governance that stoke innovation. He says, quote, we need startup countries. He's 37
startup
years old.
Countries. Yeah.
Today's governments work so poorly that the feeling we could do a better job is pretty broad. An entrepreneur would say, here's an industry that's doing a horrible job. Let's disrupt it with new technology. Seasteading is that technology, end quote. Here's what else he says. We want to show what a society run by Silicon Valley would look like.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. End quote.
End quote.
Now, he's trying to build basically floating islands that would be people's own countries you could purchase. You could have your own island. What would you name your country if you had your own country? I'm just saying.
Care-a-lot.
That's not what that's supposed to be.
Care-a-lot.
Care-a-lot.
Yep.
Country, your country would be Care-a-lot, like
Care-a-lot.
The Care Bears?
Yep.
Is that the one with the heart?
That's the one.
The brown one?
Care Bear Stare.
I could have my own country. A floating country, if you will.
Floating.
There's no sports or anything, though. I feel like it'd be more like Arrow. My island would be crazy.
What would you name it?
And I think I'd be the only one on the island. I'd be preparing for stuff, and then all of a sudden get captured by ninjas.
Okay, you're playing Jaws in the background, so now you're making me think of Jaws 2.
Yeah.
When those kids get trapped on that little electrical island,
mm-hmm.
What was the name of that little place? Because that would be a cool name for
an
island.
That's a good... Yeah.
And that's a good reference. People go, oh, Jaws 2, okay, it wasn't as good as the first one, but I get it. It's better than the other ones.
Was Jaws 3 the SeaWorld Jaws?
Yes.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And then Jaws the Revenge, where apparently the shark can roar like Godzilla.
No, that's right.
Out,
I forgot about
when
that.
When it comes out of the water. Because I was like...
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Yep, new technologies. They're developing floating islands so you can have your own country. And we've got a great question of the day to go along with it.
We do!
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let's say for whatever reason you decided to get one of these... countries. What would your first law be? You can enact any laws you want. This is your own country. What would your first law be?
What would yours be?
I don't know. If I had my own government...
If you had your druthers, what would it be?
If I had my own... No Pants Friday.
No Pants Friday.
All right, everybody. No Pants Fridays.
I guess we see what kind of island this man wants to start up over here.
Well, here's the thing. We can't wear shorts at work here.
I would call my island the island of Dr. Monroe. Or Moreau. No, Monroe. Because... Monroe would be probably copywritten, so Monroe.
The island of Dr. Barrow.
Of Dr. Thoreau.
We can't wear shorts here.
No, we can't.
And it is a hot summer already.
It's unfortunate.
Man, so I think that'd be my law.
No pants.
No pants
but
law.
But you're not saying no clothes.
No, I'm not saying no clothes. You can wear shorts.
Well, if you're on an island, you'd probably
what
be
you
doing...
like short pants? Pant shorts? What are those?
Where would your island be?
Off the coast of Seattle?
Mine would be off the coast of Costa Rica.
Close the coast to Costa.
Oh, you know
we're
what my island...
Costa Costa
you
Rica.
Guys know what my island would be named.
Oh, Jurassic
Isla
Park.
Nublar.
Okay.
That's right.
Yep, yep. For those that don't know, that's
exactly that's what mine Jurassic would be. Park. Or it could be Isla Sorna.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're posing the question of the day.
Yeah, what would your first law be if you had your own country? Don't forget, coming up in 3.5 minutes, we're looking at you, Claire, and the rest of you at Oak Grove. Mad Lib Monday, it's next on Team Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for this thing to happen.
It is Monday. It is 7:30. We do this every week.
The battleground. The testing land.
Now, let's be honest. The reason you've never been a fan of Mad Lib Monday...
This is the real thing.
...is because it kicked off in the summer.
Ugh.
And during the summer, kids are sleeping in, and this is like their favorite segment.
They're
so
all asleep.
During the school year, they're participating and enjoying life. And now... We'll see if we get any participation.
We'll see, because it's time.
It may need a summer break. 505-338-3700. It is time for Mad Lib Monday.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday.
We shall see.
Hope we can get some phone calls.
Probably not.
Everybody's sleeping.
I wish I was asleep.
Yeah. Oh, we lost one.
Oh.
We got... 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. Static!
Yo, good morning.
Good morning! Glad you called.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We can't complain. We're excited to be here.
That's good. I'm excited to be going home.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You work like overnight.
I do. It's my weekend, but I think I'm going to be working my rest days anyway.
It's
the worst. I'm trying to get my backyard done, and I hear you.
I hear you.
There's no rest.
I don't hear you because I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Jet Sky, can I get an adjective?
No, I want a song request. I don't want to play.
No, you're playing.
You're playing. You caught in right now.
You don't get a song request unless you give me an adjective.
You did it to yourself.
That is a describing word.
Smelly.
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 Okay, now you can get a song request.
Smelly.
Right on. Go Paper Route, Better Life.
Better Life, Paper Route. Nice.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, man.
Mm. Later.
Put out a new album, Paper Route.
Static.
Hello?
What do you need?
I need a plural noun.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
That's going to work.
That's pretty good.
The hot dog is a fantastic summertime food.
Truth. Thank you for the call. Static.
What do you need?
Whoa. I need a place.
A place. Oh, crud. Yeah. A place.
Dude, you have a great radio voice.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike. This is a good radio voice, man.
Oh, okay, cool. I have to get stuck in front of a computer, though. Place. I was going to pick something out of Marvel, but I can't think of it now, so never mind. Alaska.
Alaska!
Hey, how are you? I don't know. Alaska.
Okay.
State jokes.
State jokes. There
Can
you
tuck your shirt in?
No.
Kentucky shirt in.
Oh, gosh. Thanks for the
call. At least I get to wear shorts at work.
Yeah, see, you win. We can't wear shorts.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
I'm breaking the rules. I think I'm wearing these flip flops. Are these rule breakers?
Yes.
I don't even know.
You're breaking the
rules. All right. Sweet.
Okay. Have a good week.
You
Bye.
Too. All right. Static. Oh, they hung up.
I hope Claire calls in. I'm losing hope.
505-338-3700. We needed a number. I put 88.3.
That'll work.
All right. Static.
Hello, this is Sherry. I'm calling for Medlin Lundy.
Hello, Sherry.
Oh, Sherry, my love.
This is Sherry from Tahiri.
Oh, man.
Sherry from Tahiri.
I love your show.
Thank you.
We love Tahiris and people from it. So
we love it when people tune in to Harris.
That was good.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh, okay. Here's what
Been
I need
up for a while.
I need a silly word.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes. Now I have to spell it.
No, you don't. Just put supercala dot dot dot.
All right.
That's good enough.
Bye. All right. Thank you,
Sherry.
Okay, bye.
Hold on.
Static.
Hey, what do you need?
I need a verb.
An adverb?
Just a verb.
Just Joel the nanny.
How about running?
Running. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I think it's just run. Run.
Run.
Static.
Good morning.
Bye. Good morning.
What do you guys need?
I need an adverb.
An adverb?
Yeah.
Okay. Swimmingly.
Swimmingly.
That's the one.
That's a pretty good one.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Static.
Hey, guys. What do you need?
I need a plural noun.
Plural noun. Bushnell.
What is that?
I have no idea. Actually, that's the name of a city in Illinois.
Where they have cornerstone.
It is. Bushnell,
Illinois.
Too late. I put Bushnells.
Cool.
Okay.
Why not?
Is this right. SB?
Yes, this is SB.
Don't you call us anymore.
Stop it.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
We need your calls.
Call in every day.
Don't listen to him. He's a jerk.
Bye.
All right, bye. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Olivia.
Hey, Olivia. Boom. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're our first Oak Grover.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, congratulations.
You're
you
not
win.
Oak Grove anymore, though,
you
are
win
you?
Because
you graduated.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going back next year, so.
Oh, okay. See, there you go.
She is going back next
year.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. Can I get a plural noun?
Garbage cans.
Boom. Garbage cans. That was awesome.
Would you happen to be looking at a garbage can?
No.
First thing that came to her mind.
Yep.
Thanks, Olivia.
Thanks, Olivia.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Static.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Can I get an adjective?
An adjective?
Yep.
What's that?
Describing word. It describes something.
How about... Hilarious.
Hilarious. Oh, hilarious. So hilarious.
Is that good?
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Why did I pick one so long?
I don't know, friend.
I need four more.
Four more words.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday. Static.
What would you guys need?
I need a plural noun.
Tires
works. That's a good one. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Wow. We're getting a lot of phone calls.
Yeah. Notice.
People care.
It's not my children.
People care. Static.
Calling back to help you guys out.
Oh, booyah. I need a plural noun.
a plural noun. I want to make it good.
Yeah.
Want to make it good.
It's important.
Mm. How about stinky boots? Stinky Can I do an adjective slash?
Sure.
Stinky boots.
Stinky. I thought it said boots.
Poots.
Stinky boots.
Poots.
Yeah. Stinky boots.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 338-3700.
How many more?
I need two more words.
Two more words.
It's Mad Lib Monday. Trying to get through it. We're close.
Close, but no cigar.
That happened pretty quickly. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
So
I'm impressed.
People are paying attention.
Maybe during the summertime, Mad Lib shifts to more of like an adult audience.
Yeah.
Not
but
a bad
maybe
way.
Not necessarily adult themed.
There you go.
There you go. 505-338-3700. Yeah.
That would be the worst thing.
That would be terrible.
I'd just feel horrible and dirty every time. I'd
oh,
be like,
yeah. But, oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to take part. I'd probably start boycotting it.
Static!
Yo.
Can I get
what
a
do you need?
Verb Whoa. Ending in ing?
Is that an action word?
Yep.
How about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's painful.
What about sleeping? Would that work?
No, dude.
How about fridge? I don't know.
Fridge?
Jeez. No, no, no. I was trying not to curse. How about God, this is horrible.
That's a new one to me. That's a
Oh, bless
How about...
Bless you for calling in.
Swimming.
Swimming.
Sorry,
go.
Guys.
That's okay. There you go.
Swimming is what
it.
I want to do.
It works. It works. Thanks for calling.
That was great.
Fridge.
Fridge, man.
Can I put fridging?
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody will find a way to get offended about that.
All right. Part of the body plural is the last one I need.
All right. Part of the body plural.
505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. I need a part of the body plural.
I'm really sad that Claire didn't call.
That's in. Okay. Hey.
I'm glad Olivia called in.
Yeah. She was our Oak Grove Academy
our graduate.
She's our representative.
Ben didn't call in. RJ didn't call in.
Final word. Static.
Butts. Hello?
Butts.
Butts?
Butts.
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 Thank
Butts.
You. Beautiful. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Later.
All right.
Later.
Now, Claire and her little sister Bryn came in a few weeks ago
yes,
and gave us a new Mad Lib book.
A brand new book!
They realized that we probably were running out.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for all of us, this is called Ninja Mad Libs. Oh. So we have an entire book of Mad Libs about ninjas.
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about. Today, the first Mad Lib in the book is called The Origin of the Ninja.
Mm.
And so we begin. Shall we?
Oh, yes.
I'm stalling for the music.
Oh.
I'll wait. Where do ninjas come from? Their beginnings are as mysterious and as smelly as those of any of the ancient hot dogs. Of the 14th century, historians claim that the ninjas originated in Alaska around 88.3 years ago.
Mm.
Fairly recent development.
Yeah, very, very.
The word ninja comes from the Japanese word supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which means to run swimmingly. Espionage was their primary job. They acted as secret bushnells, spying on the bad guys. They were hired by royalty and often, and other powerful garbage cans. That makes sense.
That does.
To discover an enemy's hilarious weakness. They would sneak into opposing camps to steal passwords, battle plans, or tires. Because you can never have enough tires. We know that from experience. There's nothing worse, kids, than being an adult and realizing your Christmas present is going to be a new set of tires. Known for their stealth movements, ninjas avoided detection by disguising themselves as stinky boots and fridging, which we found out today is a cuss word. Quietly in the shadows,
When it came to dealing with ninjas, people quickly learned to have butts in the back of their head.
What?
Because of the stinky poots. That's how you would detect them. Bridge.
There
man.
It is.
There it is.
Amazing. Mad Lib Monday lives another week.
Barely.
We'll see what happens. Gosh.
Dedicated to Claire and Bryn for getting us this book.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, the question of the day. It's posted. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. An entrepreneur, crazy dude, who works for Google, is trying to create Startup Nation Islands.
Wow.
Say, for argument's sake, you get one of these islands. What is your first law?
What is it?
Question of the day. Facebook.com.
You can also tell us what your name would be for your
island. I like that. That's a good one. That's good. Quick break, right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
It's time for a look at traffic in the 8 o'clock a.m. hour, June 2nd, 1945. The war's going on right now.
Oh, man.
It's real serious.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
You a patriot?
Yes?
Why didn't you wear an American flag shirt like me?
Oh, wow. Yeah, except that's like...
space.
I was just about to say, you're more a spatriot.
A spacetriot.
A spacetriot.
I feel like we're close to something.
We really are close to something awesome.
Okay. The only thing to report right now is construction at I-25 in Paseo. Speaking of traffic, we posted a video on our Facebook. A little bit ago. And it's about this car chase that happened in Utah. In Syracuse,
this
Utah.
This is crazy.
This kid, this 14-year-old kid, takes off with this stolen vehicle. He's driving around. Police are chasing him. Then he cuts through a park where kids are playing.
Almost hits kids.
Yeah, he almost hits them. He's going like, the lady, a witness said it looked to her like he was going between 50 and 60 miles an hour. Through the park, through the grass. Boom! These kids are jumping out of the way. Three of the kids almost get hit. And then this parent sees the whole thing goes down and takes matters into his own hands when the kid comes back into the park because he realizes that the police won't chase him through the park.
Right.
Because they don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
So then this parent's like, okay, I got you, man. So we posted the video. It's on our Facebook now.
It's awesome! That dad's a hero in my book.
Yep. It's basically
check out
like...
the video.
What's his face? Sam, that
Wise Gamgee.
No, the guy that narrates the...
Sam Swan.
Narrates the Dodge commercial.
Sam Elliott.
He's basically narrating this. Just imagine, if you will.
Oh, man. Happy Monday, everybody. Traffic, by the way, brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. That's the Calvary Albuquerque campus, buddy.
Yeah.
That's where we're located. Got a coffee shop here and bookstore. Come check us out. 505-338-3669. That's the phone number. Now, we were talking about new adventures in the universe of the timescape of life. Maybe not space yet. But a libertarian software engineer at Google.
Giga.
Patrick Friedman. He's also the grandson of Nobel Memorial Prize winning economist Milton Friedman. Working on developing floating micro countries that will dwell in international waters. Basically as a sovereign state.
Kind of like how cruise ships do it.
Yeah. Do-it-yourself nations, if you will. He wants to build these startup countries. He's 37 years old. He says today's governments work so poorly that the feeling that we could do better is pretty broad. So an entrepreneur would say, here's an industry doing a horrible job. Let's disrupt it with new technology. Seasteading is that technology.
Yes.
They want to disrupt the government of today and say, look, bruh, you guys, you're not doing a good enough job. We want to develop a new country. Mm-hmm. Floating on the ocean, if you will. Where we enact our own laws.
Yes.
which is perfect because that brings us to the question of the day.
I want to enact my own laws as well.
If you had your own floating country, what would your first law be?
Bring back.
I feel like it'd be difficult to trade. Like, are you going to have grocery stores on your floating country?
Mm. Yeah, you'd have to work out like export-import stuff.
Like, we're gonna. How does this work out? How do we make those trades? Seems like a lot of work.
The first law I would enact would be to bring back the planet of the APS.
During the summertime.
You know, we've got a few of those, and who knows? I don't even know if anybody even remembers Planet of the APS.
Who knows?
But, yeah, you never know. It could make it.
I don't know what the first law for me would be.
Yeah.
We had a couple of comments on Facebook. Literally a couple.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got phone calls as well. 505-338-3700. Static!
Bring back 8 tracks.
Bring back 8 tracks. That would be your first law. You're on a floating island. The technology on this island is so advanced, you've created a country in the ocean, and you want to bring back 8 tracks.
What do you do? You work at Urban Outfitters or something?
That is incredible. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Solar-powered 8 tracks. How's
there
that?
There you go.
There you go. It's incredible. Good job.
We need to post that
bring
video.
Bring a little
of
hippie into it.
The solar-powered roads.
Yeah. Yep. So,
it's crazy.
Right on, man. Good to hear
you. All right. Man. Good morning.
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 All right. Shout out to the southern part of the state. Kevin, listening down there.
Sean says, on the island of Velociraptor, bacon would be placed in the fruit food group to prove that it's good for you and to let vegetarians enjoy it as well.
Now, I got to tell you, this weekend, we had a little more free time. You don't usually get that.
Not at all.
So Chrissy made some delicious breakfast.
Yeah.
And normally I am like a stickler. Like the bacon has to be cooked on that griddle thing that I love. Has to. Griddle. And she cooked it in the oven, which I'm not a fan of.
It's good though.
At all.
You don't like it?
And I never have been because I'm like, that's not how you cook bacon.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. And it was probably the best bacon I've ever had in
my
life.
It's good, man.
I was like, this is perfectly done.
That's usually how Don makes
it. It wasn't
bacon.
Too crispy, but it wasn't too like gooey.
Right.
Like it was just the right amount of chewy.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah. So good.
It's got a chewier vibe.
It was weird, but I don't know. It was good.
Bill says root beer in the drinking fountains.
Mm.
Bill's trying to slowly kill everybody from dehydration and obesity. This ain't Michigan, Bill.
Oh, man. If you could enact your own laws on your floating country of awesome, I still got to come up with a name for my country. I don't have
mine
one.
Mine would be Isla Nublar 2. That's exactly what it would be.
Isla Nublar as
two.
Well?
No, like, just two. Like the
T-O-O.
Number. The number. The number.
I like Isla Nublar. That'd be mine then.
What?
Isla
Nublar. T-O-O?
T-O-O, two.
That's fine.
Isla Nublar, two.
Everybody call you a copycat,
as well.
That's fine.
No, I'm like, but that's mine as well.
As well.
That's mine too.
Everybody would hate yours because mine would be simpler. The branding would be better on mine. Well, his just has a number. It's easier to understand.
Oh, man. I just got faced by your wife. She just said face.
Face!
Who says that anymore?
She does.
Face!
When Dawn
face!
Says, when Dawn says a word, it's true.
It is true. Oven bacon. I've been a hater this whole time. It was really good. Static!
Hi, this is Sherry from Harris again. First law.
All right.
Have you ever heard of Youth for Human Rights?
Youth for Human Rights.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, it's a group that they put out a video, but it's on the human rights that were put in, the UN put it in right after World War II, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so my first law would be to put in those human rights.
Ooh, okay.
Youth for Human Rights. I'm going
to
look it up.
We're going to have to check it out.
Does it have anything to do with Hitler Youth?
No.
Okay, good.
No, not at all. No, it was the UN, and they're really great. I could send you a video of them if you want.
I'm looking it up right now.
He just found it. Boom.
I got the I have this thing at my disposal called the internet.
Google.
It's insane.
That's crazy.
I can type in anything, and it goes, boom, there it is right in front of me.
There you go.
That's magic.
It is magic.
It is. Yeah, it really is. So, right on. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you.
Okay. All right, bye.
All right.
Bye.
If you owned your own nation.
Oh, man.
Yes, owned your own nation.
Now, this is a really interesting concept because the guy's saying, hey, most governments in our world, we can all admit, poor job.
Yeah, a general partner with this technology said, quote, we want to show what a society run by Silicon Valley would look like, end quote. And, man, other people think they're crazy.
Yes.
Including Professor Emeritus of Geography at the University of California at Berkeley. He follows the Seasteading Institute. He says the Seasteaders look a lot like the revolutionaries who took on Tsar Nicholas II.
Ooh.
Said, quote, the communist ideal was that spontaneous uprisings would create a new world for workers. To me, this looks like a right-wing version of that.
Mm.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Floating technologies.
Ooh.
But if you could, would you?
Have
your own
like
floating country?
If I had a ton of money, I think it would be fun. But mine would probably be more of like a vacation casino so that I could make money. You know what I'm saying?
Would you call it Fantasy Island?
No, I would call it Isla Nublar 2 with a number. I've already said that. No, but seriously.
No, what was Pinocchio's island? What was it called?
I don't know.
Pleasure Island.
I think you're right.
It's called
lying.
Pleasure Island. And then they all turned into donkeys because they were drinking too much.
And that's what happened when you went to Pleasure Island at Downtown Disney. Everyone that was there
turned into a donkey. Yep.
In one way or another.
Static.
Yo, hello again. I'm still driving.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
That's a drive.
It is a drive.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is my first law just because it'll make a lot of people angry.
Cool.
Is no Jeeps unless you're a girl, because Jeeps are girls.
There you go. Okay, this is a huge House of Heroes rule.
No Jeeps?
That I didn't find out about, okay? And and a few of my buddies are going to be upset at this because they have Jeeps. I always wanted a Jeep Wrangler. Why? Yeah. Because they were in Jurassic Park.
Oh, gotcha.
That was I'll never forget. That silver and red, wonderful.
It really makes sense.
Jeep. Yeah. And if you lived in more of an outdoorsy place, then a Jeep would make sense.
Right.
But back east, say in Columbus, Ohio,
right,
they don't make a lot of sense. And so Tim and Colin and Eric, they swear by the rule that Jeeps are for girls.
Wow.
They absolutely are. I had a real nice Blazer once upon a time. And on the back of it, I had a sticker on there that I made up that said Jeeps for girls.
Nice.
And
my wife drives a Jeep.
Every now and again, I would get passed by someone driving a Jeep, and they would show me a little birdie.
You're number one. You're number one.
I'm number one. And I'm like, what? I don't remember cutting you off or nothing. Oh, yeah, it's the sticker.
It's the sticker.
What about, like, this really large, enormous, awesome-looking, like, Rubicon? No? No one?
No, it's for girls.
Wow.
I guess the exception would be, wow. I mean, Jeeps are good. They four-wheel you wouldn't believe.
Right.
And that's why they're for girls, because you don't need to know how to drive in order to drive a Jeep.
Oh, wow.
I would say that Jeeps are applicable for dudes out here in kind of like
desert?
In the desert.
Yeah.
You know, because especially if you work, you know, away, like out in the sticks. Well, not the sticks, out in the rocks. You know, I could see you having a Jeep because it might be necessary.
Yeah. But you would have to build it yourself. Build it and you put a small block Chevy in it.
Not to mention that the lineage that Jeep has because they were Army vehicles.
Ah, see? Know? Yeah.
it was the answer to the Volkswagen Bug back in World War II days, huh?
I remember. Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Right on. Well,
all right,
you guys
man.
Have a
thanks,
pleasant
man.
Day.
You too. 505-338-3700.
Are you getting texts from Jeep owners?
No, I'm going back because I couldn't remember if it was Timmy because you said that and it wasn't Timmy Skip. I saw somebody this weekend tweeted something. I assumed it was Tim since you're saying they all hate Jeeps, but it was this. Somebody posted a little tweet that said, dude, two Jeeps just hit each other in a parking lot. Dave Matthews CDs went everywhere.
Brilliant.
I couldn't find it.
They don't hate Jeeps. They're of the opinion that they're a female type.
Because they live in Ohio.
The same thing with like sports cars or
like SUVs?
Well, no, like sports cars.
Oh, sports cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you could get your own floating island of awesome, you need to go look at our Facebook page because we posted the article.
One of my first laws would probably, and this is going to sound so stupid to a lot of people, but I would probably try to not have, like, cars on the island. I would want to have, like, an alternate form of transportation,
like,
be it a bike, be it, or like, a Segway. What if you had, you could use Segways on the island, you know, or hoverboards?
Well, I mean, if you're living on a floating island,
if it's
in the
my
sea,
island,
maybe
why
hoverboards,
not?
You know, static.
Hey guys, it's Susie again.
What up?
I had to chime in on this. I would require that the arts be fully funded and not the way it is now, because art is useful in so many ways to help people, not just to make things pretty.
Yeah. So fully funded art society.
Oh, yeah. And fully funded mental health, too.
Wait, so it'd be the funded art repository, the funded art repository terrarium, or
I like
fart
that.
For short.
You could have just called it the fund art.
The floating fart? What?
The floating fart. That'd be the name of your island,
what
SB.
Sweet.
Maturity.
Good job.
Maturity looks good on us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys,
there you go.
You guys rock, by the way.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you too,
you,
bro.
Bye.
That's it. That's your new thing. Fully funded art.
Yeah. What would you call your island?
I don't know.
What would your first law be?
Gosh. It's tough. If I had my own island, I don't even know if I'd want other people on my island, so I don't know if I'd have laws. Because it'd just be me.
Yeah.
I'd be my own sovereign nation. Why would I want other people to come ruin it? It's my island.
I really would. I would open a casino but make it like a vacation resort. Seriously.
Yeah.
So that it was consistent, like it was always
bringing all the best
self-sustaining.
Bands.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it would be like a vacation place for my family and my friends.
Could I see bands from the 80s that everybody thought broke up, but now
we would
you can
clone
see
them
for tickets?
Instead
like
of cloning
$80,
dinosaurs, we would clone
Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah, we would clone like entertainers that are alive or dead.
And I like this.
It would be huge.
I'd go to your island.
We could charge $1,000 a day. We could charge $10,000 a day, and people would pay it. Like maybe we could have a coupon day.
Oh my gosh! All right, check it out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Give us your thoughts on these floating islands. Your own country. It could happen in the future. All you need is a few mil. Few mil. That's chump change to people like Donald Sterling,
and
who
me.
Needs his own island so that he can
he
go
does.
Away.
He needs, well. Yeah, he needs to go away and float.
Coming up, we got a culture shock from Augustana, but right now, some paper lights for you. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Did you come to find me? Did you wait to see that I was gone? Did you even notice?
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show. Steve O and Mateo with you.
Hey, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. When you,
See, at first I thought you were doing
bring it.
Joe Perry's guitar stuff, and then I realized you were actually saying words. So is this an impression of Joe Perry's guitar? If he could have a personality. It's unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I need to work out a Tom Morello impression of his guitar.
Gosh.
Sorry.
It's a Monday.
It's Monday.
Welcome to the show. It is 8:45, which means we need to take a quick peek at traffic.
Traffic is important for your everyday life.
True story.
If you're driving. Uh-oh. What's this now? We got a stalled vehicle, I-40 East at 4th Street, exit 159A. So look out for that. Pay attention to what you're doing.
Yep.
Also, construction to report, I-25 in Paseo, where Doug tells me that somehow they're halfway done with the project, but they've only got a quarter of the work finished.
Mm.
I don't understand the fraction, but I'm not good at math, so fine. That's fine.
There you go.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
Oh.
We've been talking about these new floating countries. Some dudes decided, hey, bruh, I feel like we could run our own country better than everybody else.
Yeah, guy.
He's a libertarian software engineer at Google. He's the grandson of Nobel Memorial Prize winning economist Milton Friedman, and he's like, bruh, here's what we do. We work at Google. We have gajillions of dollars.
Giga.
Let's make floating islands that would be sovereign nations, kind of like cruise ships.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they'd be a sovereign state enjoying, you know, things like that. They say, think cessationists. Do-it-yourself nations.
Do-it-yourself. DIY, baby.
Come on, bruh. Would you get cable on your...
Nope.
Yeah, see, that's it.
I would have Wi-Fi, though.
There's way too many luxuries I enjoy here in America that I would not get on my floating island sovereign nation.
Jason says the first law for his island would be excellent to each other.
Oh. And party on, D!
Yes! Ryan says, first law, all Blazer owners must drive Barbie Jeep Power Wheels.
Oh, man.
Smiley face. I think we've ignited a flame war.
Yeah.
Over vehicles. Right. Ryan says he would have a small military guarding him at all times to protect him from the angry citizens that didn't agree with his second law, which is I make new laws when I darn well feel like it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ryan.
That's good.
That's good. He's honest.
Yeah.
He's going to be honest
with
y'all.
That's the thing. That's it. We're becoming our own little gods, little G's. We don't like what's going on. We make our own rules. We change everything. We do as we please, and nobody can
tell
us.
That rhymed.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
House of Heroes has a new song called The Worst Kind of Gods.
Mm.
Oh, I don't want to tell you guys about it, but I do.
I cannot wait for that new record to come out.
That's how
really,
it goes.
Really looking forward to that new record.
It goes like this. That's what it sounds
like. You sound like you were having a seizure.
No, so that's not what people sound like when they have seizures.
Doesn't sound like that.
Well, no. Some people would like that, though.
You were having some sort of weird episode. That's
I was having
happening.
A vision. Into the future, and
that's
I can
right.
see my own island.
Speaking of the future, we're talking about our own islands. What law would you enact on your own island, your own sovereign nation? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Speaking of sovereign nations,
sovereign.
I found this great post. He's an international student from Cambodia, currently working in New York City. This is
New York City.
Get a rope. The post is based on his personal experience as an immigrant and from accounts of other immigrants' experiences. So he found a list of pointers for those who moved to America from other nations. And we'll talk about that coming back.
I like it.
His thoughts on America.
America.
And the differences. That and more of this.
That and a whole lot more coming up in just a minute.
On Team Awesome Morning Party. Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
You know it's summertime when the most interesting that you talk about is traffic.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Our audience is asleep.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
That's okay.
Maybe we should just move to afternoons.
Yeah!
Let's move to afternoons and make Celeste get up
she
and come do
so
this.
She would be so mad at us.
Nah, she's cool. She's cool, man.
Totes cool.
She's cool, man.
You know she's listening right now going,
Now I'm a tap. Okay. Traffic, I-25 in Paseo. There's some construction going on. And that's about it.
Okay, good.
Because there's nothing going on!
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669, and I'm taking a wild guess here. Static!
What wild guess are you taking?
Incorrect,
sir. That's
incorrect.
What's up, dude? Not Celeste.
Hurricane Shane.
What's happening this week, gentlemen?
Nothing.
Dude, literally nothing.
It's hurricane season.
June, so not literally nothing.
Yeah.
Summertime weather is great.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful in the ABQ.
I am constantly sunburned.
It's more beautiful if you can wear shorts.
Yeah, it is. So,
dude, I am. I'm getting ready to wear some shorts. Speaking of shorts,
because
it's going to be my 40th birthday.
No,
Shane.
And I am going on my first vacation in 2 years.
Where are you going?
Like today?
No, dude. I'm going to leave Thursday.
Your birthday's
Thursday?
And
my birthday is June 7th.
Oh, June 7th. Okay.
So you'll be gone. Yeah. You'll be gone when your birthday
happens. Yeah, dude. Well, you know what, man? I'm rededicated to all the good stuff, man. It's been a great few months for that. And I got a buddy of mine. He's in Alcoholics Anonymous. He's a great, great dude. 20 years sober coming up here.
Wow, awesome.
And so we're taking both our families, and we're cruising up to Colorado, renting a house on a lake up there in Vallecitos.
Ooh.
And we're going to spend three or four days up there and just relax, man.
You're like, dude, had some addictions in the past. We
That's
kicked
right.
that. We're going to celebrate that by going to Colorado where weed is legal.
No. No, dude. Shane. That was actually not the motivation.
No. It's cool, Shane. Listen.
But thanks for putting the drug spin on my birthday.
It's cool. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's a little too happy, dude, for me.
Shane, have you seen the picture? I know Doug looked it up, and I saw it this weekend. Have you seen the pictures? We talked about it in breaking news of this bear that got in the hammock.
Yes, dude. It's like, I don't know if it's viral or not or whatever, but yeah, quite a few of my friends across the country had actually posted that photograph.
That's going to be you.
Is that legit?
That's real. That happened in Florida.
That's amazing, dude. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wrote. Amazing.
Because,
I mean, and he's just chilling.
He really
that's
is.
Why
he's hard chilling.
Right? He's got his paws kicked back.
Yep.
He's sitting up, and he's just like looking around like, so this is why they do this.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is what evolution feels like, baby. Oh, yeah.
Love it, dude. Hey, listen, man. I love you guys, man.
Love
I want you guys to have a blessed week, and I mean that, dude.
Thank you,
Shane.
You as well.
I hope you have a great birthday vacation.
I hope it's the best birthday ever.
Well, I'm sure, dude. I mean, you guys will remember. You'd be like, man, it's June 7th. What's going on? Oh, yeah. It's our dear friend, Shane Brummett's birthday today.
Yeah, dude.
And we're going to send him texts and sing songs to Shane. We're going to call Shane.
Shane, yeah. I'll know because you're my Facebook friend now, and Facebook
See,
will tell me.
Facebook.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's right.
Facebook.
That's right, man.
So,
hey, I was looking for this big, warm, you know, like, hey, bro. Thanks so much for accepting me.
No.
Because. You know, it's just a pleasure to meet you and be a Facebook friend on this platform and support one another any and every way possible.
No.
I'm Matt Lott. I'm kind of a big deal.
No.
And I know you're kind of a big deal. So let's get together, be a big deal together here on Facebook. And
let's make it.
Totally kidding.
This is why I don't have a Facebook. There's so much pressure.
Yeah. You don't have Facebook.
So much pressure.
Here's the thing,
dude. You don't have to write a thing, Steve-O, man. You don't have to do that and all that. And I don't know if that's actually Facebook etiquette or not. I'm just kidding.
If we would have become friends on Facebook first, then I would have been like, hey, dude. Cool that we're friends, but we're already real friends in real life, so it was like,
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm trying to break that down. I don't know if that's an impossibility, being that I'm friends with people in Italy that are going to bed right now, and all these other little variables that are playing out simultaneously. So I have to say, like, good morning and good night at the same time, because I don't want to leave anybody out. But at the same time, I'm thinking, you know what, man, at the end of the day, let's break that wall down. Dude, if I say you're my friend on there, dude, you can run. You know this, dude. If a homeless person rolls on me, dude, I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? Let's go get a burger. You know? So, dude, I mean, in all likelihood that you are truly considered a friend of mine.
Woo!
If you're my Facebook friend, dude, truth is you are. So,
there it is,
dude.
Boom.
Yeah. May never see you ever, but we're friends.
Yay.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. Love. Listen, man, you guys high-five each other. Give each other a big hug from me, dude. Love you guys, man.
Love
God
you too,
bless
buddy.
You.
Love
All
you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Hurricane Shane!
We gave each other awesome. A high-five, but we're not hugging.
No. And it was like a weak high-five.
We're going to kiss.
It was gross.
We're going to kiss each other in friendship.
Yesterday, I got to guest speak at Remedy Church, and your lovely bride, Dawn, led worship.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so after the first song at the church, they do, like, you know, worship song, and then it's like, hey, all right, meet and greet one another. And your wife straight up says...
Maybe you feel like greeting each other with a holy kiss. I don't know.
It's biblical. Come on, y'all.
And then she said, about 2 minutes in, she's like, I want to see more kissing. We're funny.
It was amazing. Yep. I loved it. Great way to get the day going. Started off right.
Lots of people were kissing. It got real weird. But it was great.
Coming up, going to talk about 16 things that surprised an international student from Cambodia when he hit America. It's on the way next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
In tenderness, she saw me.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Yes, I am your friend, and I wrote a song about it. And this is how it goes. It goes, hey friends, what you doing? I'm on beat. Yes, I am.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mateo.
Booyah.
Got a few moments left of that show we call TAMP. That's us for sure.
TAMP! I almost said it.
Yeah.
I almost said our slogan that we want to say, but we can't say it. Everybody will get offended.
Define everyone. You know what? Nope. Moving on. So here's the deal. We mentioned this earlier. A dude who hails from a land down under.
I think I'm from the land down under.
Yes, dude. From that magical land in the far south right corner of your map. No, not Australia. Africa. Where's Cambodia?
I don't know.
It's in Africa somewhere.
Okay, you remember for a minute we were all playing Quiz Up.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a game, and it was like
countries
of the world.
Okay.
And that was the worst one. I did better at math
really?
Than countries of the world.
I haven't played Quiz Up in forever.
I know, man. It's crazy. It's like for like 5 seconds, it's like, dang, Roll Tide, man, this game.
And then it was horribly
boring. It's like,
boring.
I'm done. Well, I found a post from an international student from Cambodia, currently working in the financial services industry in NYC, New York City. Post is based on his personal experience as an immigrant and from accounts of the other immigrants' experiences around him. This is crazy. Here's what... Some things maybe we don't think about as Americans.
America.
Things that we see in the U.S. every day that are just normal to us. But here's 16 pointers he made for other people coming from other countries. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, get used to Fahrenheit, pounds, miles, etc.
Whoa.
Said they don't make any logical sense and are not based on decimal conversions. That's right, America.
America.
Get used to it. Number two, hard thing for him to get used to, tipping.
Ooh.
He said here you're expected to tip 15 to 20% depending on the service you receive. It's a must at restaurants. You should also tip cabbies, hairdressers, but not as much as you would in restaurants. I will say the first time I went to like a quote-unquote salon,
yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So I didn't tip. And then somebody said, well, how much did you tip on them? I was like,
what?
Wait,
you tip?
You tip at a salon?
But I thought they got
paid.
Oh,
crap.
I paid
they
like a $1 billion for that haircut.
At Great Clips, this thing was like a tenth of the price.
And those were Great Clips.
Of course, I looked like I got a haircut at Great Clips.
Yeah, you look like you got bushwhacked. Like, yeah, where was Great Clips?
Hey, man, I got my haircut. Yeah, I know Supercuts.
I know. And right after he cut your hair, he trimmed the hedges outside with the same scissors.
Yeah, so I didn't know. I didn't know. So I learned. Same with cabbies, stuff like that. I had no idea the first time I took a taxi cab. I didn't know you were supposed to tip them. Who else do we tip here in America that is weird?
People tip me all the time. They say it's for my good looks, and I'm like, hey, calm down.
Yeah.
Join my fan club.
One of the people lately I've come to know that I've been tipping that it's kind of weird for me to tip.
Yes.
Shout out to Rebecca.
Rebecca.
B-dubs, Westside.
There you go.
When I go in there to pick it up, like to call an order.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, fill this out. And you see the tip, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Who gets this? The person who, like, has helped. I actually asked, hey, who gets this tip? Like, if I actually tip, are you going to get this tip?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like split among the people who work that little desk, but tip for what?
Yeah.
For, like, handing me my food?
Right.
Does that mean I have to start tipping the people at drive-thrus? Because it's the same thing, right? Same with, like, Starbucks or places like that where you're just getting an order. I don't know. I have a hard time with stuff like that. Number three. Depending on where you are in the country, he says, don't be surprised if random people smile at you or ask you how your day is going. Just smile. He says, Americans are very friendly. None of this will happen if you come to New York City, though. From the countries I visited in Asia, Europe, Americans are definitely the friendliest. This is not Europe. In general, people are warm and nice. Don't be surprised if people strike up a conversation in public, whether it's transportation or restaurants. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy Caleb, thank you for the photo. Totally, yes. Totally kidding. He's from Cambodia, and I said somewhere in Africa, and, you know, expecting somebody to comment. But no, he sent me a photo of where in Asia.
Thanks, Caleb.
But the good thing is I got it covered because I'm playing Africa by... No, that was Men at Work, not by the band Asia, so it still doesn't work.
No, Africa is Toto.
Africa is Toto. You're right. What did Men at Work do?
They did the Land Down Under.
Crap!
Guys, we know geography really well.
We know it so good based on 80s bands.
Kind of geniuses.
Yeah, man.
Not going to brag, but hashtag humble brag. It's like, what's up? We know where all of the countries are, US and A. That should be on the list. If you go to America and you say you're not from America, expect them to not know where you're from.
Exactly. Cambodia, shoot.
What is that, Africa?
What is that? What's the other one? South America?
Amazing. Number four, if Americans ask you how are you or how's your day going at the office, no one actually expects you to reply. It's just a way of greeting people. Don't give them a full answer.
So true.
That's a great one.
You should just say yes.
Yeah.
How's your day going? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, 16 things that surprised this international Cambodian student who is in the financial services industry in New York City, trying to help other immigrants make their way to the US and A. I liked that one. Number five, food. He says everything is so artificial and bad unless you go to a higher end market. He said the Coke here is made with high fructose corn syrup, not real sugar like the rest of the world. I did not know the rest of the world used real sugar.
Dude, yes.
I didn't
That's
know
why
that.
Like in Mexican Cokes,
yeah,
it's pure cane sugar
okay.
versus American Cokes, which is cancer sugar.
I really thought that was a Mexico thing. I had no idea it was like the rest of the world.
Dude, if you want to get paranoid, my WebMD friends out there, my hypochondriac friends, hashtag hypochondriac friend club on Facebook, go look up all the food restrictions in other countries and then look at America's.
Yeah.
It's like a billion things in other countries, and then America's like, must not look like pink slime.
Dude, yeah, this guy says, the chicken you get in supermarkets is laden with chemicals. You can literally taste them. American chocolate, i.e. Hershey's, to put it very kindly, is really bad.
Oh!
Too much sugar in everything. Wow. Yeah. Number six, no matter what you've heard about America and popular culture, Americans are very well-mannered compared with the rest of the world. Do not cut lines in this country, seriously. American drivers are also very well-mannered and people follow the lanes. Again, you might find exceptions in places like New York City, where I am, but I feel like NYC isn't a very good representation of this country. Wow. He says people will hold doors for you and you're expected to do so as well, so be kind. I like that.
I like that too.
This is cool. It's a great list. Number seven. Americans do like their personal space. When you talk to people, maintain some distance. Same goes with personal issues. Don't ask about their personal issues and don't tell people about your personal issues.
Good idea.
Wow. Now, this one's a little shocking. Nah, actually, you know, it's not shocking. He says the food portions here are huge.
Yes.
He says Americans take their leftovers home when they eat out in a restaurant. Yuck. A lot of people are fat and obese.
There you go.
Huh. Unbelievable.
That's a real American.
Number nine, he says the Asian food you get here is not really Asian food. It's watered down for American taste.
There you go.
Number 10, same with Mexican food. Okay. Number 11, I don't even want to waste time on commenting on how bad beer is here. There's a burgeoning culture of microbrews, though. However, beer here equals Budweiser, PBR, Coors, etc. Very bad.
Mm.
Number 12, this surprised him. Americans are actually religious. This is 2014, and a substantial portion of the population here actually believes in God! Exclamation point. It's interesting. Number 13, he says Americans are trained from a very young age to be fair. Fairness is built into the American DNA. I really cannot explain this, but you'll see what I mean. There's a lot of trust here. Obviously, things are different after 9/11, and things are different in big cities, but you will still see people who leave their doors unlocked. Yeah. Number 14, to immigrants. He says, do not discuss politics here. Political discussions here are driven by echo chambers on the extreme left and far right, i.e. watch MSNBC and Fox News to see what I mean. He says, instead, watch the BBC to understand America. Wow.
There you go.
In his opinion, the best American news is CBS. He says, CBS. The best American news source. This coming from an international student from Cambodia trying to help other immigrants come to America. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Number 15, he says, Americans are very patriotic about their country, as they should be. This does not apply to some in the far left who think America is the source of all evil in the world. That's amazing.
Well, we do what we can.
Yeah, Number 16, if you are a foreigner coming to America after your college slash undergrad, you might find this strange, but there is a concept of loyalty to the college you went to. You will not find Germans jogging with U of Heidelberg t-shirts in Frankfurt, but you definitely will find plenty of people in New York City jogging with t-shirts that have the names of their alma mater. Colleges and universities do not get funding from the government, and this is where the loyalty thing comes into play. Ever wondered how some universities have endowments bigger than the GDP of many countries? It's because of alumni. They are very passionate about their colleges. He says even the state-funded ones get money from their past students. That's funny. It is a view from an international student from Cambodia, his thoughts on America. What would you add to that? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. It's always interesting to see.
Well, it is a lot different. I just looked up a little info, and this is, of course, coming from my favorite resource, Wikipedia, where everything is correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Cambodia, South Africa.
Is a vaguely communist free market state with a relatively authoritarian coalition ruling over a superficial democracy.
Okay.
There you go. Cambodia still faces numerous challenges and socio-political issues that stunt its development as a nation. So, coming to America from Cambodia has to be a crazy change.
Yeah.
Not so much probably from, like, Mexico to the U.S. or from even Europe to the U.S., you know, or like South Africa to the U.S.
Yeah.
But a country like Cambodia, which borders Vietnam.
Yeah.
Big changes.
Dude, it's amazing. He made some funny comments, but he's right about colleges. That's for sure. We met with the Lobos last week. Exciting stuff coming up with Static Radio and the Lobos partnering.
Hooray!
Really stoked on that. I remember being at a mall in Phoenix when I was visiting my sister, and I was wearing my Notre Dame t-shirt because since I was a kid, I've always loved Notre Dame football.
Yeah.
And this guy, like, beelined it. He goes, oh, Notre Dame, hey, did you go there as well, alumni? I'm like, ah, no, man, I just love the football program there. And he goes, ah. But we got on this great conversation because he went to school there, and he was just excited to see somebody else in Arizona sporting a Notre Dame shirt because he assumed I must have graduated from there because he was stoked.
Yeah.
And we had a we had a really cool conversation after that because my boys were at the time were like, that's where I'm going to go to college.
Well, yeah, the last time I flew into Nashville, I met a dude. I sat by a dude that had on an Ole Miss shirt. It's like, dude, Ole Miss. I took a college course or a computer course, online course.
Yeah.
From Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Did you grow up? And he grew up in Alabama, actually close to where Dave Stovall grew up.
Oh, okay.
And so then we figured out that we had mutual friends in Nashville. That's small cool. world.
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah.
It's cool. Oh, you know. Oh, no way. I know. Oh.
It was cool. Yeah, man. There it is.
Because of a college t-shirt. Yeah.
Because of t-shirts in general, we have so much to say on our shirts. Mm-hmm. Speaking of saying things on our shirts... All you static fanatics.
Hey!
We're working on some cool stuff, so be praying for the next month or so as we prepare.
Yeah,
some swag.
We got some cool stuff coming up, guys.
Yeah, we got meetings and whatnot.
Meetings.
Got big things.
So. Bawa Dabas says he is in Panama City, Panama for a workshop. And hello. What's
Shout
up, buddy?
Out.
Shout out.
Panama.
Panama!
All right. Well, if there's one thing I've learned, it's anytime anybody says anything that has to do with a song, you and I will immediately burst into that.
It's true.
Song. It's good. I love
My heart will go on.
Nope. That is it for us.
Let us pray.
Oh, we are out.
I'm going to play. Okay. I'm teaching at Remedy on Sunday.
Yes, you are.
We're playing My Heart Will Go On during the invitation.
No.
Yes, we are.
It's I'm leading worship on
my
Sunday.
Service.
Every night I see you.
Yeah.
I feel
oh, it's gonna be beautiful. People are gonna come up to the front with their hands raised.
That is how I know you go on.
Is this about reincarnation or what? It's gonna be great.
Every night in my dreams.
You just switched.
I don't know the words, dude.
We're gonna have to.
I don't know the words.
You will.
Don't be mad when I really do this.
No, Alter I won't call. Be mad. I would be ecstatic. Ecstatic.
Wherever you are,
put some money into the offering plate.
Terrible.
It's going to be great.
Terrible. Gosh, that's it for us, thankfully.
Yep.
That's true, though. You're guest speaking at Remedy this Sunday.
I wish that we could fast forward this now, because we were almost to the end, and then I blew it. Sorry,
if you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings, you can actually podcast our idiocies if you enjoy that. Listen to it. Great Mad Lib this morning. Thanks to everybody who chimed in for that. Question of the day. Get there. Check it out.
Yep.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you don't like us yet, if you're not a fan, if you're not a friend.
You should be.
Yeah. Get there. Like us. It's our social status. It's how we get out of bed in the
morning. That's how we know we have friends, and that's why we can get up and face the world every day, because of our friends, and we know we got like almost 6,000 of them on Facebook, and then that makes us feel better.
Oh,
Roll Tides.
That's it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.